We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the bottom of Chaf Mabez, Tanan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah's Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, if you're allowed to sleep under a mita in the Sukkah. Shalas v'yaitze your mitzvah of Sukkah if you sleep under the mita. And Rashi said, Ike Yeshiva Sukkah is Achila Shia Vashina, sleeping is the Ike part of Sukkah, and Shalas if you sleep under your bed, are you yaitze the mitzvah of Sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda holds you are yaitze, and the Rabbanon holds you are not yaitze. So I want to try to figure out the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, and to get there, we're going to have a long discussion about Tumas oil. The Tumah of oil, which means if there's a mace under the same covering as another person, the person becomes Tamei, or Kalim becomes Tamei. Tana Asim, into the Mishnah. What's called the oil? This Mishnah is a Mishnah in Mesechus Olas. It says, Echad Chur Shecharo Mayim, say a hole that the water bored a hole. The water came in force into the bank and made a hole in the ground on the side of the bank. Oishrotzim, or little bugs or animals made this hole. Oishachlasim alachas, or a certain type of salty sand made this hole. It came madbech avonim, or you have this pile of stones that set up in a way which created the oil. V'chein savar shel kairis, or these beams that are set up in a way that created oil. All these things are ma'al al tumah. All these things are ma'vinas al tumah. They bring tumah from one place to another place. If there's a dead person on the one half of this oil, it'll bring tumah to the other half of the oil, the other side of the oil. That means even though the water created the oil, or shrotzim, or happened by itself with the sand, or a person did it, like a midbech avanim or savash akiris, they all call the oil. That's the Tanakam Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Yehuda may call oil, shein osur the other in oil. If it's not made, man made, and you mechavim to make oil, it's not an oil. And by the case where the water made a hole in the river bank and into the cliff, made a hole, and now you have oil, that's happened by itself. It's not with the Odom. That is not called the oil. Same thing for Shrotzim or Malachas. These things, what?
A tree.
A tree also, according to him, will not be an oil, if according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it's not also with the Odom. It's not also with the Odom. We'll see there's certain exceptions to the rule, how big it is. If it's a certain size, if it's bigger than a tefach, we'll see that even also the Odom will be called, even also the Shemayim will be called oil. So that won't be
kosher. You walk under a tree, that commanded by the Zohar.
Yeah.
You walk under a tree, come tell me.
It could be called the Rabbanon. There's a Tanoim. But anyway, we're saying where Rabbi agrees by more than a tefach. We'll see when we see the Gemara later on. More than a tefach big. It's going to be fine. But Kapanon, this is Rabbi Yehuda. She says, any oil is not also the Odom, any oil. My time, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the Makar for Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara on top of Alam Ralph, Yalaf, oil in Mishkan. You learn out the word oil from Mishkan. Ksiv hacha, it says by Tumah, Zois ha-Taira, Odom ki yomas v'oil. It says, Kol ha-ba'al ha-oil, and Pasuk says, Kol ha-ba'al ha-oil, v'chal ha-shem v'oil, yit v'shem v'yomim. It says, a person who dies in oil, anyone who comes into the oil, and everything that's in the oil is Tameh. So it says also in oil. And it says by Mishkan, Ksiv ha-sam, by Yifroish, it says, Vayifrois es ha-oil al-ha-mishkan, Vayosem es michso oil alav. You put the oil on, and Moshe Rabbeinu did this, Malahalon, just like the oil of Mishkan with the Adam, Afkan, the oil that's by Thomas Mace, also with the Adam. That's a Yehuda's Makar, they need Dafka the Adam. What's on the Rabbanon? Rabbanon, oil riba. Rabbanon said, you're right, maybe there would have been a Xeris Shava, but here we have a Rebo, we have oil Rebo. We read the Pasuk, it's three times oil in the Pasuk. Xeris Taira, Odom Kiyomas for oil, Kalash of oil, but Kalash of oil, Yit Mashav Yom, it's three times oil. A lot of oil that teaches us any oil, even oil, B'dei Shemaim, even though it's not man made, it's still called oil. But anything more, Kasha, V'Savar of Yehuda called oil, Shein Osvi Odom, any oil? You can tell me now that any oil is not made, man made, it's not oil, but I mean, I'm asking you a Kasha. It says, in a Mishnah, Mesechus Parah, Chatzeros Hayabnuyis Bishalayim, Rashi brings down that we know from Mesechus Yuma already that the minig was, they used to metame the Koyin who did the Sreifas Parah, they metame him that day, and he went to the mikvah, and then he did the Parah Aduma. Why? I stole Tvul Yoim, because they darshan from Sukkim that Tvul Yoim, that means someone who didn't have Harav Shemesh, it didn't have, before sundown, is kosher for Parah Aduma. You don't have to have Harav Shemesh sundown after the Tumah, after the Tefillah, in order to be Tahar. And the Tzedukim, why they do this? Tzedukim didn't believe in his Drasha. Therefore, they made him Dafka Tamei just to teach his Drasha. But since they did this, they mezalzel somewhat in the Tahira of the Kayin. Therefore, they were so makbid in everything else. They were very makbid in all the other things about Parah Aduma. They did very, very makbid. So the people who got the water, the Mayim Chaim for the Parah Aduma, they were very makbe that those people, which are actually Tanim, did not become Tamei. So it says like this: Chatzeres Ebnuis Bishalayim Megabe Asela. There were certain courtyards that they built on top of hard rock, and the point was that this rock was Meshesh Mei Breshes. You know, no one was buried under this rock, and not only that, B'Tachteim Cholol. Even so, even though they built it on top of a rock, they didn't build directly on top of the rock. They made these kipois, it's like these archways, and they built the courtyard on top of the archways, which was top of the cella. Therefore, even if there was tum under the cella, it wouldn't go up because they built like these, it was there was ear in between the cella, the rock, and the thing holding up, the floor holding up the courtyard. How do you do that? You have like these bridges, like if it's like a bridge with like these arches, made of arches, that's what it was shaped like. And this way, even though there was tuma under the cella, it got lost somewhere in that avir. When it's avir tefach, it doesn't go up the tuma. So they had avir in between. So not only was it gavir cella, also the tachteim cholom. Why? We play kevet haim. You worry about any suffic tuma. When it's the word kevet haim, it means suffic tuma. Because the suffic tuma that you don't see, that's why they built like this. And then what they do, Mevi'in Noshim Ubrois, they bring pregnant women who didn't give birth yet, and they have and these children are the ones who will do the paraduma. Mevi'in Noshim Ubrois, the Yalda Sham, and they give birth there. Umegadlois Beneim Sham, and the children grow up on this courtyard, Lepara for paraduma. Mevi'in, so that's how they grow up. Now, Taisus speaks out, even though the mothers could have been Timaeus Nida, or Yeledas, so then the children become Tameis. What are you gaining? So he says, you only choshed to be shown from Tumas Meis and from Tuma Yetz Megufon, which have been carried. I mean, with the children, we are protecting the children from becoming Tuma Meis and from Tumas Carry. Other Tumas, we can't do anything about it. The mother's Tumas Nida, they'll become Tuma Nida. That we're not worried about. That's Taisa speaks out. And Kaponim, they're here in this isolated place where there's no Tumas Meis. Now, the time comes time, when they're 8-9 years old, it comes time to fill up the water. Mavim Shvarim, they bring these big oxen, Valagabeim Glosses, and on top you put up door. And the children sit on top of the door. And they have these cups made out of stone in the hand. These cups of stone are not Makabatoma, because made out of stone. Higil Shiluach, they reach the spring called Shiluach, it's spring water. Yardu l'sei chamayim, they went down to the water, milum, and they filled it up. All of Yashlam, they went back up on top of the parois, the oxen, and they came back to where they have to go. Now, this mandiyama holds that they have to do a maisa of taking water out, and therefore they have to go off the ox to the ground, which is already a shiloh kevet haim, but you can do it. Rabbi Yisrael, you know, mekayim ayim mishalshol, they stayed on top of the ox, on top of the door. And they sent out a string, and umale, and they filled the water that way. But they kept our time because we're worried about a suffix tumah that's there. So that's the Mishnah in Masechtas Para. But Tanya, look at the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda himself talks about this. Rabbi Yehuda, they didn't bring doors, and we'll see why soon. They didn't bring doors. Elo shvarim, they just sat straight on the ox. That's where they sat. So that's the Adkan Halacha. Now, what's the Shailah? The Shailah is like this. When they go from their chatzah to the shaluach, they're going over tumah maybe. So, Bishop, if you have a door, we understand that's tumah, that's oil nasav the adam. You put down this oil, and that protects them. So it's an oil. It's called the oil. But if it's sitting on top of a shah, on top of an ox is an oil nasav the shemaim. So how does that work? That's the Gemara's kasha. Vashvarim the oil shein, and same Rabbi Yehuda says this. Yehuda says they use shvarim. Vashvarim, the oil shein, also the adam, who it's oil that's not made. But the adam is not man-made. Viktani Hudaim, it would be in Blas Oil Shvarim, and says, Huda says, they didn't bring doors, they brought Shvarim, and that was enough good enough oil. So you see, Huda agrees that oil b'dei shemayim is called oil. And the Gemara, ki also Rav Dimi Om Rav Elazar, Rav Dimi Sev Shem Rav Elazar, moida Rav Yehuda kimaloi egreif. Rav Yehuda is moida that if it's kimaloi egreif, which Rashi says is more than a tefach, because it means the fist of a certain giant called, I think, Ben Avtiach, Rashi brings down, that's his name. And it was bigger than, it was bigger than the head of a person, Rashi says. It was bigger than a tefach, and there he agrees that even though it's not asui, bidei Adam, still it's a good enough oil. Right there at Va, that I don't understand. What do you know it has to be bidei Adam? From Mishkan. Right? As you learn from. By Mishkan was bigger than the Egreif. But Mishkan is bigger than the Negev, so what's going on there? So what is it? Why bigger than the Negev? What's going on with Drasha? That's Ritva's Kasha. And the Ritva's Teretz is that really the Iker place to learn oil from would be from a case of Mitzayra, which that could be Nasa even Midei Shemayim, not Nasa Yadam. That was the Iker place. He said, we have a Gzera Shava from Mishkan, we have to use it for something, so we use it for the minimum amount. We use it just for Tefach, that's it. Anything more than Tefach, we don't learn out of Mishkan. That's how the Ritva answers. It's a very strong question, but that's what Ritva answers, that the Iker Drasha is not from here. There are other Terutzim to this Kash also, but it's a very good, the question is better than the answer. But for some reason over here, that even the learner from Mishkan, still by Maloy Egroi, Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Some say it's only Midraban on the Tumah. Some say that when it's more than oil, it's Tumah Midraban. That's not a. What?
Why is
what?
This person take oil cow?
Where? Which case?
Even on top of the cow. Yeah. The same way that you're on top of the door.
Right.
That's going to stop.
No, so the only thing that stops Tumah is oil, the same oil.
So
if it's oil B'nei Shemayim, why is it stopping? That's a Kasha. So why is it stopping the Tumah? And that the Teretz is that Mloy Egrev, it's bigger than Egrev. And that we're saying that you have to know what's up shot. I was a Lima, yeah. Taina Mahachi. We tackle the Brayis like this, which is actually, if you look at the Mishnah and Alois, the end of the Mishnah says the same thing, really. Taina Mahachi, Moida Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shkifim Nekike Islam. Rabbi Yehuda's Moida, that by Shkifim, that's if a rock, a boulder, fell out of the mountain, now there's a hole there. Or Nekikim, that's like natural cracks in the bedrock. That these things are oil. Ice nasa b'day shemayim. You know it's not man-made. Teretz is because it's bigger than the egg roif. And Tos Taka asks that really Taina Malchut. That Tos the Rav Taina Malchut asks is that her is the first Mishnah in Maseches Olos that it says it and he blives fair with that. Yeah. Okay. Talk tomorrow about it. So now back to Rabbi Yehuda's memo. He said, okay, more than egg roif works. And the problem is why Rabbi Yehuda? Why didn't he like the idea of bringing a door? Why do you say just sitting on top of the axe? The is very big. That now you have to know Stamza, what's the most question. Delas anyways, but they Adam. So Rashi speaks out that really Delas is not a derech to make an oil with a door on top of an axe, not the way to make an oil. So you could have heard that Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda is why he says not to use a Delas is because it's not the normal way of making an oil. And that, the Gemara's question is, we just said, even when something's not a normal oil, if it's big, it's a good oil. So that's the question. They didn't bring glossers, only shvarim. So why didn't he allow to bring doors? He didn't say you're not allowed. You don't have to bring glossers. Just use a shahr. Don't make yourself crazy. Shahr is good enough. That's all he meant. He didn't mean that you're not allowed to use a door. Rava Amanara Taras. Loyal would be in glosses called Iker. He couldn't bring glosses. Why not? When he has a door, he feels very comfortable. Because it's very big. He's not scared of heights anymore. It's a wide door. And he's maybe in the Shema Yetzi Reisha Echmevar of Yitma. Maybe he's going to stick his head out, or one of his limbs out over the door and become tummy. If it's on the ox, he's sitting exactly straight. He doesn't want to fall off. But he's sitting on a big door. He has a lot of room to move around. What?
His legs over, or
the axe is so wide, even his legs are over, there's still room blocking. The shahr goes out. So it could be it's a fat shahr. The shahr is 3 feet wide. You can't even sit, yeah. It's 3 feet wide.
Sit
on a saddle. Sitting on a saddle on top. Yeah. It's not a horse. It's an axe. It's not a horse.
It's 8 years old.
Yeah, and it's not a horse. It's an axe. Yeah. So on top of Adela, he's worried he might stick his hands out. And the Gemara brings the Raya to Rava. Let's finish reading the Gemara. It says, Shema Yitzi Raya Echmevar V'yitma B'kara Tami B'kam Tami with a Safik Tumah. And Tanya Kava say the Rava, Tanya Kava Brice like Rava, that's the reason. That the reason is, but not, you didn't take a door because you stick your hands over. Tanya Kava say the Rava, Rabbi Yehuda Ayim Elohim V'yim Glosses Kol Ikri. You didn't bring glosses at all. Why not? Because the child feels comfortable there. And Shema Yitzi Raya Echmevar V'yitma, maybe they stick one of his hands or feet out over the land, the yitva bekevatayim, and become tamei with a kevatayim. Elavim shvarma mitzrayim, bring oxen from Mitzrayim, Egyptian oxen, which are very fat. You can say some rechavos, very wide stomachs. But tinoikas yoshimal gabehem, and they can sit on top of them. The koisos shall even be a dayim, and they have the koisos of made out of stone. these cups made out of stone. Hegil shluach, they reached the shluach. Yardu, they went down a milum and they filled it up. Va'olu v'yoshvu lahen al gabem. They went back up on top. Al kaponim, what the sikkum is of what we learned is that Rabbi Yehuda holds a oil bidei shemayim, a oil that's not man made is not a oil, but if it's kama greifim, it's good. And the only reason why he didn't use losos in his doors is because he might feel too comfortable and be mahal by sticking his hands overboard and being mahal over a kever, a safek kever.